All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272. Just when you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.
Yes, it's coming in 2014, and we're coming at you this morning. Once again, the Great Ideas Radio Show, and my sidekicks, of course, the Food News Jersey Style Girl, Laurie. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, guys.
And the wines
Good
are,
morning.
The burgers are, the czar, whoever he is. Welcome, Brian.
Sometimes I don't know who I am, but good morning to both of you.
By the way, I'm going to do this show the correct way for a change. And first of all, I got an announcement, and then I'm going to tell you who our guests are going to be. I got an announcement that we now have our official website, brilliantideasradio.com. So now in the future,
Woo-hoo!
Instead of having to go through all the blog, talk, radio, bullcrap, you can go to brilliantideasradio.com, and that will be our new site. And you can click past shows and present shows. And it also talks about we're going 24/7, talks about all of the new hosts we're going to have. So I got that all hooked up yesterday, so we're on our way. So brilliantideasradio.com is really easy to remember. So that will be our new website. And let me talk about who's going to be on our show today. First of all, this morning, Jimmy Charles will be calling in. And Jimmy Charles, everyone should know him. He's been on our show, various times. And Jimmy's over in the Towson, Maryland area. He's doing a benefit concert. And also there's a walk run for zero cancer. It's called the Run Walk for Zero Cancer for prostate cancer over in Towson, Maryland. He's going to be coming on to talk about his new song, which is called Superman. If you have not heard the song, it's a fantastic song, and it's all done for the Zero Cancer Society. And his father recently passed away from prostate cancer, and he'll be coming on to talk about that and the song and what he's been up to. And then secondly, our good buddy Benny the Chef. Everyone knows Benny. Benny will be joining us. He's the Italian Stallion is what I want to call him, but he'll be coming on to talk about his new book. It's called Benny, the Art of Cooking According to Me. And then thirdly, our good friends in the country music scene, Dixie Still, they're a great group, and it's one of my favorites. They're coming on to join us. They've got a new album called Rumors, and they'll be joining us with some new songs from the album. And these are people who all been on our show before. It's going to be a great show. So I did what I was supposed to do and give the announcement, and now it is Laurie's turn for food news.
Well, first I want to say what Jimmy Charles is doing is very near and dear to my heart, too, because my dad passed away from prostate cancer. And really, actually, we're very lucky because we're going to be heading to what's it, Baltimore tomorrow?
Yeah,
I guess wherever he's playing,
Baltimore.
Townsend's near Baltimore.
Yeah.
We're going to be there to see him, and I'm so excited.
Yes,
and
we're going to see him in
concert. Easy on the eyes, so that'll be nice.
yeah, get that, Brian. He's cute, you know. That's why she wants to go.
Yeah. You've been replaced.
Never. Well. No. No one can replace Brilliant. Never, ever.
Never,
I found
ever.
That. I'm going to do everything.
Oh, yes,
to keep
you
him.
Did.
I love him.
I have got her so buffalo, Brian.
We'll talk later.
And, Brian, you're very handsome. You got gray hair. My BMF. I have a quick thing to read about. I have something to read, but I know Brian has supposedly has a fun article on burgers again, but I'm going to do this one real quick. It's called Recipe Tattoos. Listen to this. Just roll up your sleeves and cook. Sometimes the thought of having to find a recipe in a pile of countless cookbooks, newspaper cutouts, and magazines is enough to make you just eat dinner out. Okay. But if looking up your favorite recipe was as simple as rolling up your sleeves, maybe you'd never feel compelled to eat out again. Two Italian design students combined the idea of recipe sharing with tattoo culture to come up with, it's called I Tradizzoloni, Recipe Tattoos. Yes, before you start worrying about what your mother will think, know that the recipes are washable illustrations and meant to be applied to your forearm after you've rolled up your sleeves to start cooking. No tattoo artist or needles required.
Hey, Laurie. I think that pound cake recipe, I'm going to have it tattooed on my ass.
Okay.
Hey, I was thinking, you know, it's like, it could be like, I was thinking it could be like the Willy Wonka, you know, the lickable wallpaper, is if you have the tattoo and you can lick it and taste the recipe.
You can lick it off.
And you actually taste the recipe.
I guess I don't get what why would you want to put a tattoo on your arm? What difference is it having a piece of paper on your counter and your arm?
I was thinking the same thing, but you know, these are students and they're, you know, they want to be creative and different. And I mean, look, they didn't get funded, so maybe that's saying something. But
yeah, it's like a recipe for disaster.
Is it like, you know, when you went to take a test and you wrote some of the answers
cheated
on your hand or up your arm?
Just, that's weird, but all right, whatever.
Oh my gosh. We used to have one teacher, she'd walk around, I forget who it was. It was one of the teachers, they'd walk around and we had to hold our hands open. Because that was like a big thing back then. You know, writing the answer on your hand. We had to hold our hand open for a test. Yeah.
Now, Laurie, you never did that. I know you never did that.
Write on my hand?
You know I never did.
Write
I never did.
The guys I liked, I used to write on my hand for the boys I liked. I remember doing that. I still do. I write Brilliant all over my hand. Oh, gosh. Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
So is that all about that tattoo?
That's pretty much it. They weren't funded, but they're hoping to do something with it down the road. We'll see.
Oh, I don't see the gist of it, but okay. Okay.
I don't either.
Brian, you had something you wanted to talk about, didn't you?
Yeah, and I just figured before you threw me under the bus, I did go over to the dark side yesterday. And I went to Hardee's, and I had a burger, and I had the new, what they call Texas toothpicks, although I don't know what kind of teeth you can actually pick with these toothpicks. But, yes, I indulged on the dark side yesterday, you know, so just before you have your opportunity to throw me under the bus, I am admitting the guilt.
Well, you know what? I think it's great because we've expanded your horizons in so many ways by you being on the show. I mean, you used to be Mr. Snobby Wobby. Now you're going to Hardee's and Walmart and hanging out at the dollar store.
No, no Walmart. No, but yes, I do go to these places, and I've been going to these places. But okay, so conversely, I'd like to know how I've broadened your horizons. You're still drinking the same wine.
I have been known to drink some better wine ever since you've been on the show. I still look for bargains, but that's true. I mean, you have expanded my palate when it comes to wine, and I hate to admit it, but there are some better ones than the ones I have been drinking.
Okay, I now feel a sense of accomplishment. Okay, so let's get to my new title of the Burger Czar, since I don't seem to talk about wine anymore on the show. So I figured I might as well be the Burger Czar. Okay, interesting news. Burger King goes back in black with odd new burger in Japan.
I saw that. That is weird.
Yes.
What is that all about?
I'll read. Burger King did it once before, and now the fast food chain is going back in black, but only in Japan. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Why only in Japan? Does Burger King think that the country that probably consumes more hamburgers 100,000 times over than anywhere else in the world is not progressive enough to eat a black burger? I mean, why don't we get a black burger?
Well, here's what I don't get. I mean, I know you're going to read, but I saw the picture of it, and it literally is all black. But what's the marketing?
Except for the lettuce and tomatoes.
What's it all? I mean, I don't understand why black.
I don't. You know, this article doesn't seem to really say anything, but I'll read further. The franchise is rolling out all black burgers for its 100 customers. Burger King Japan confirmed two new black burgers in a press release and also on its Facebook page. So there is a Facebook page, folks. One's called the Kuro Pearl, and that's just the looks like the, you know, the cheeseburger, and one's called the Kuro Diamond, which would be lettuce, tomato, and onion. So that's the only thing that's not black in the burger is the lettuce, tomato, and onion. Now, they're saying that the Kuro Pearl is about $4.49. Well, now, that's there you go. That's why we wouldn't buy it, because you can go to Burger King and get something off the dollar menu. Oh, is that McDonald's? So does Burger King have a dollar menu also?
Yeah, I think they all do now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a cheeseburger for a buck at Burger King. Why would you spend $4.49, I guess the equivalent in American money to the Japanese, is it the yen or the sen? I always forget.
Yen.
Yen. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm here to educate you today.
Yes, thank you. Anyway, add $2 for the, you know, for the toppings. But it's like, so what did Burger King do to make the ingredients all black? All right, they have a black sauce. What's interesting is the cheese. The cheese is infused with the ash of bamboo to make it black. And let me tell you, it just looks... You and I would probably eat it just to say we did it, but it looks disgusting to me.
I just don't
like pasta.
I mean, all right. I mean, okay, the picture I saw,
Brian looked speechless. He actually is speechless for a moment.
No, the photo I saw of the burger online, somebody pasted it on Facebook, it looked like it was burnt. I mean, it was a black bun. And
yeah, the buns, actually, you could do the buns on the big green egg, because the buns are just, they're smoked, and they get black from being smoked. So you could definitely do the buns on the big green egg. I don't know if you could smoke the cheese. It might be a little runny.
But they're only doing that in Japan, huh? So they're not bringing this to the
they're
US.
Only doing, yeah, they're only doing it in Japan. So, you know, thanks Burger King for screwing the U.S. out of trying something different. You know, we probably keep that company alive.
You said it was $4.49, so I guess if you buy a black burger, you will end up in the red. Never. Never.
And,
that
and if you buy the one with the tomatoes, you'll end up further in the red.
That's right. Okay, what else we got?
Hey, I got something for you, Mr. Grillman.
Yes?
You who love Lay's potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Did you know that there's a contest out there? You can go online. There's a contest out there where you can pick your favorite weird flavor of Lay's. And
yeah.
Here are the four finalists. I will give the web address. It's www.doyourselfflavor. So doyourselfflavor.com.
Okay.
And the flavors are, now this is the one I figured you would pick, cheddar, bacon, mac, and cheese.
Yeah.
Don't choose yet. Cappuccino.
What?
What?
Cappuccino.
What?
I had it. I had the cappuccino. My niece bought it. She bought a whole bunch of these flavors.
Oh, God. I'm not going to ask because I know the way I feel.
It tastes exactly like one, though.
Wavy mango salsa.
Yeah.
And then kettle cooked wasabi ginger.
It's phenomenal. I had them all.
You've had
them
all?
Wasabi ginger. Yes, my niece went out and bought them all last time. I was in New Jersey visiting, and she's like, yeah, Lori, do a tasting here, do a tasting. And she bought four big bags. I had one cappuccino. I'm like, I can't even chew it. I mean, it was really
hey,
it,
Brian.
It tastes, it's like having a cup of coffee.
Yes. Yes.
This is deja vu. We did this story before, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
When did
we
do this?
We did.
You
it
were
was
here.
The same. Didn't
no.
One of the guys even have, he reminded me because I forgot the one called the mango one. He called in and remembered
yeah.
the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That yeah, was
but
when
this
you were
is,
on,
these
you were
are
on
the
vacation.
Finalists, though.
You were on vacation when we did this story.
Oh,
I think
and
he
I
was.
Didn't, and I, uh-oh, I didn't listen to the show. I guess I'm cut
yeah.
out now. But were they were these the finalists then?
Yep. Sorry.
Like,
okay, so thanks a lot, Lori. I told you I was going to read the story.
You didn't tell me the name of it. You said Lazer's doing a concert. I said, oh, do it. You didn't go into it. You didn't elaborate. You just said Lazer's doing a concert. I'll talk about it.
So brilliant. Now you have her trained to throw me under the bus.
No,
yeah, well,
you never said what it was. I said, okay, do that. I said, I'm understanding it. You're doing a contest. That's
okay, so
said.
Which one did you pick? Which one did you pick, then? You're going to make me go listen to the show?
And the mac and cheese was just really good, but the wasabi ginger was just the best, I think.
So you picked the wasabi. Which one is brilliant picking?
I didn't eat them, but the macaroni and bacon, you know, that sounds like me anyway.
Okay. Hey, that's the key word now. We could use this
what?
As a future contest answer.
Yes.
What are we doing? What are we going to do?
Yeah. We could use this as a
chip?
Future contest answer. Which Lay's potato chip flavor did Brilliant select?
There you go. And speaking of the contest, thank you for reminding me. I got to talk about the contest real quick.
Well,
I
that was my intro to the contest.
Oh, that was your answer to the contest?
My intro.
Oh, your
ears.
Intro. Oh, boy. All right. We're moving along here. Really good today. Guys, last week we had a show, in case you missed it, and we talked about burgers. And on that show, our good buddy Brian, the new burger czar, mentioned a specific burger on that show. And anybody who calls in right now at 714-242-5272, and you are the first caller, and you have the answer to that, the trivia question, what was the name of that burger? I will give you a new Grillin' Ideas Radio long sleeve black T-shirt for the first person who calls in and has that answer. So if you know the answer, what burger did Brian talk about last week? It's an easy name. I'll give you a hint. It has four letters in it. And I'll even give you another hint. It's kind of slimy. But anyway, if you know the answer, call
it's
in.
It's a nice T-shirt. It's a really nice
T-shirt. It's a
Wolf
very nice T-shirt. But you had to do a little bit of work, and you had to listen to last week's show to know the answers. Anybody out there, 714-242-5272, the first one that calls in and has the answer will win this T-shirt. And looks like, guys, we're out of time, actually past time, and our first guest is calling in. So I'm going to jump away from food news and take our first guest, which is Jimmy Charles. And we talked about it at the intro of the show. Jimmy is joining us. He's over in Towson, Maryland. And I'm going to click him in here real quick because I think he's got something to do at noon. So, Jimmy, how are you doing? How's it going over in Towson, Maryland today?
Hey, buddy, it's raining. It's raining today. Thank God it's today and not tomorrow because the race is tomorrow morning.
Oh, so the race is tomorrow morning. Okay, well, good. Well, tell everybody, I mentioned it in the intro of the show, and you may have missed it, of what you're doing right now for the Zero folks at the for the cancer research on prostate cancer. And you're over there doing a benefit, and there's a run walk that's going on in Taos. And you want to give everybody kind of an update of what you're doing this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'm working for Zero Cancer, which is a nationwide cancer organization, and they have divisions in 36 cities. One of them, it started right here in Baltimore, and they flew me in to perform at their race tomorrow. It'll be about 3,000 people. Not too late to sign up. You go to zerobaltimore.org, and you can donate and sign up to run the race tomorrow. We're doing the Survivors benefit. It starts at 7:30, and I'll be singing my new song to a few thousand survivors and their families and victims' families of this new song that they called Superman that they asked me to write for them a few months back, and it's really touching a lot of people's lives. We're excited about it.
It's an excellent song, and Laurie and I were listening to it yesterday, and I've got it here. I'm going to play it for the list. For the listeners, a wonderful song, and it's about the survivors of prostate cancer and the Zero Foundation, Zero Cancer Society. I guess the Zero Cancer Society, is that what they're called?
Yeah, Zero, it's the end of prostate cancer, and really the whole idea of the entire event and what the song is based off of is bringing awareness. It's for all cancer. It's really a general thing, but it's also, more specifically, we're going into prostate cancer. A lot of men don't think, they think, oh, I'm fine, because prostate cancer does not have any symptoms until it's too late. So
absolutely
early detection.
True.
It's a simple blood test that you can get to test your PSA levels to let you know whether, if you're doing okay, and it can save lives. So we are trying to save lives out here and say, hey, you're not Superman. You've got to go get checked. And, if you are, one in six, one in seven men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. It's a very common thing. You don't hear about it a lot because men suffer in silence and they don't talk about it. And so we're trying to be their voice. That's why we created the song, to be a voice and get out there and let people know. If you are diagnosed, you can't beat it on your own, but we're here to help, and you don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to suffer by yourself. We know you're strong. We know you're tough, but we're here to help, that's what myself and Chesapeake Urology and Zero Baltimore are trying to achieve here.
Well, it's a great cause, and let's play the song. Superman, everyone hang tight. We'll be right back.
I'm up every morning, the best shape of my life. I'm everything to my three kids, I love her to my wife. Still run 5 miles when I get home, play pickup at the Y. So why's this doctor telling me, should be scared for my life? And I didn't want to come here, I swear I'm. So you say I got cancer, man. I say you lost your mind. It's the hardest thing I'll ever do. Swallow my pride, face the truth, go through hell, feel the fear, and praise the Lord that I'm still here. And I still got more miles here on this road. treatment. I fought hard through the pain. There were days where I would give up hope and give God all the blame. Then I thought of all I had to lose. I saw my family. Then it finally all hit home. This wasn't about me. It's the hardest thing I'll ever do. Swallow my pride and face the truth and go through hell. Feel the fear and praise the Lord that I'm still here. And I still got more miles here on this road. And now I'm here to help you all understand that you can't fight this battle on your own. You ain't Superman. Face the truth, you'll go through hell, you'll feel the fear, but if you press on, you'll still be here. But you still got more miles here on this road, and I hope that you can understand. Brother, you can't fight this battle on your own. No one's Superman. No one's Superman. No one's Superman.
And that was Jimmy Charles and his new song, Superman, for Zero Cancer. And everybody, we've got Jimmy Charles joining us from Towson, Maryland, there for the Zero Cancer Run Walk that's going on there this weekend. And Jimmy, that's such a great song.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's amazing. I get emails every day from people I don't even know how it's touching their lives and what it means to them. You know, the song is on YouTube. If you look up Superman Jimmy Charles, or it's on my website, jimmycharlesmusic.com. And it's also on iTunes and CD Baby. You can download it, and 50% of the money goes to right back to cancer research, you know, the whole organization, Zero Baltimore.
That is really great. And if you want to find out more, like Jimmy said, you can go to zerobaltimore.org and find out more about the Zero Foundation and what they're doing to fight zero cancer. And also, you've got a after party deal going on tomorrow in Townsend at the Green Turtle, and it sounds like we're going to finally meet. Looks like Laurie and I are going to come over there and hear your concert.
I believe it when I see it.
Well, when you see
my life has been kind of crazy. I'm always back and forth going to New Jersey with some stuff, so it always comes up last minute, and now I'm definitely here.
We are definitely going to be there. See that cute Jersey girl in the big sunglasses and the ponytail, you'll know it's us.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be hard to spot, even though there's going to be a lot of people there. Yeah, even if people sleep in or whatever, you know, you can still come to the after party. Everyone's invited. It's going to be right on the rooftop of the Green Turtle. I've got my fiddle player, my guitar player, in from from Nashville, Goose, who plays guitar for me, helped co-write the song. So he'll be there, and we want to meet everybody, and it's for a great cause. And we'll have copies of the song on hand, along with my first album and several new songs. That my other song, Back to Baltimore, is on that same CD, which is getting a lot of people's attention as well.
And I'll mention your website, too, which is www.jimmycharlesmusic.com. You can find out all about Jimmy's music and all everything he's up to and what he's doing. He's a local guy here from the Eastern Shore, and we appreciate you taking time to be on the show. I'm going to close out your segment and play your song, the one that's called I See Me. We had played that last time you were on. And that song is actually getting a lot of hits now, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that song's doing really well. Back to Baltimore and now the Superman song. You know, we were on WJZ that night on the news station. They played the song over there, segment on the 4, 5, 6, 11, and then again this morning. So it's really doing a lot. We're excited about the awareness that the song is going to bring and all the good things that it's going to bring to all these people.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll
can't
see
wait.
You tomorrow over there in Towson at the Green Turtle. And I'm going to let Jimmy go. Everyone, hang tight for our next guest, which is Benny the Chef. Thank you, Jimmy, and we'll see you. Everyone, this is his song, I See Me. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
World crashes down, I don't know where I'd be without you around, so I hold on to you. I know every time you'll pull me through, I couldn't ask for more. Oh, baby, my life is yours. When I look at you,
Nobody's called in for the contest, guys. I I guess that means either A, it's a too tough of a question, B, no one listens, or C, no one cares. But if you do know the answer to the question, last week Brian talked about a special burger, and anybody who can call in, the first caller who calls in, will get a free Gray and Ideas radio T-shirt. It, you know, it cracks me up. I don't know what it is about people don't want to call into the radio.
They're,
I mean, I know they're listening.
All my friends tell me that. They don't like, they're just nervous.
What is it? I mean, I'm not going to fight that hard, for God's sake, but it just, I don't get it. Maybe it's Brian. Brian, is it you?
No.
It must be.
No.
It must be. I mean.
It's not.
I don't know.
Even before, they never call in. They don't call in.
That's an easy, if you listened to last week's show, unless you were just like, I mean, I'm not going to say anything nasty, but if you can't remember the answers to what we talked about, it was pretty prevalent in the show. Anyway, the burger that he talked about.
I think I have an appeal that might work.
What's that?
Whoever is out there listening out in radio land, don't make Brilliant have to give me the shirt. Because, you know, it's going to really hurt him to do that. Please call in. Someone has the answer.
Brian, you know the answer, don't you, huh?
Of course I know the answer.
You remember
the
answer?
At least I better know the answer.
I know.
You know, my short-term memory is not that good anymore, so.
That's a good point. If no one calls in, then Brian at the end of the show is going to have to give
the answer.
He knows the answer. And see, Brian, will you wear extra large? I know what I'll do. I'll send you a shirt, but I'll just send you a small just for fun. But
yeah. I'll wrap it around my leg.
Okay. By the way, I have another announcement I forgot to mention. Tuesday night actually is tentative. It's not completely set in stone, but we're almost got it all worked out. I'm supposed to be interviewed. I'm not going to be the interviewee. I'm going to be the one who's actually going to be interviewed. So I guess that would be. I would be the, let me see, the interviewer or the, what are you? Anyway, I'm going to be interviewed on Venn Village Radio out of San Diego at 5:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Tuesday, if everything works out the way it is, and I'll be posting a link to that show, but, Rob Barnett has a show that's been going on now for about 7 years on his network.
What a great guy he is, too.
I laughed. He said the normal person who does the interviewing, she's on vacation or something, so hey, Brian, get this. He has to fill dead air, so he's asking me to come on to talk about how I got into radio. So,
hey, look, I keep threatening to leave our show, and you know, I might work out a deal with Bob, you know?
Well, hey. Matter of fact, I'll bring that up on Tuesday because I would love that.
He'd love to get rid of me. I know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to happen, I think, on Tuesday. So if you want to find out more about the Mystery Man and how I got into radio, my background, I'm not going to tell a whole lot because I don't want to tell you, you know, see the man behind the mask, but we're going to have an interview for about 20 minutes on the Venn Village Radio, as long as Rob goes through with this. I think he's having second thoughts, to be perfectly honest, but anyway, that's what the plan is. Yeah, it's funny, I gave him all the details, and he kind of just fell off the map, and I haven't heard back from him, so I think I'm supposed to be introduced.
I heard something about playing tennis today.
Yeah, exactly. Notice how he said that he was going to be listening to our show, but tennis was more important, so I don't know. All right, let me go here. I'm not going to say the words, but I'm having some issues here, as usual, trying to get my music to cue up here. Our next guest is our good buddy, Phineas himself, and I only get to play this music when Benny comes on, and this is my favorite. This is Benny the Chef theme music. So we're going to be bringing Benny on. He's going to be talking about his new book. But before we bring him on, we got to play the Benny the Chef theme music. Everyone, hang on. We'll be right back.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Avella Another. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find an enchantment to hear. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night when the heavens are right on this lovely bed on the
the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night and the
definitely Benny the Chef type of music. And good morning, Benny the Chef. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Benny.
Good morning, Benny.
You know, we made me wake very early today. Okay.
Oh,
and then you move the schedule around. That's not nice.
So
I have things to do. No, I'm kidding. It was great. I want to apologize for my voice. You know, I've been in a riot last night with fun with some of my crew guys. We've been celebrating for a great event that we just, you know, nailed, and it was a little too much celebration.
Well, that's what you do. Speaking of celebrating, I wanted to celebrate and say congratulations for your new book, the cookbook, The Art of Cooking According to Me. And say the name. I'm sure you say it much better than I do. What's the name of your book?
The Art of Cooking According to Me.
According to Me.
I love it.
Yeah. Technically, it's the new edition and restyle. It's, you know, the book was working great, and we just made a little restyle of the editing and things, so we are back to promoting, we're back to do some events with the books. And we're trying, you know, to teach people and learn a little bit better about my art of cooking, the Roman art of cooking, and to understand
right.
the difference between, you know, American-Italian cooking, you know, fake Italian sound like cooking, and, you know, authentic cooking, you know, that's
right.
important. Because with all this brand around that sounds like Italian name, you don't even know what's real, what's not.
Well, we talked about it last time you were on our show. Explain to everybody briefly what is Roman style of cooking?
The Roman style of cooking is when you cook all your art through lots of love and passion. You take something very little and you turn in a masterpiece, a culinary masterpiece. You know, what the grandma style, you know, they used to do, or, you know, the great chef in the past, or simple cooks from humble kitchen. That is the Roman style. You know, using like the tail that you don't know, maybe you don't eat the tail of the ox or the cow, and we make masterpiece from that. We can make pasta with that. We use offal. We use the tripe. We use the feet, you know, we use any single item of the cow, the pork, or whatever. Especially this, the Roman style became very popular early, you know, middle of the 90s, because, I mean, the 90s, the 50s, after the Second World War, there was no food around, nothing,
right.
You know, and people had to really cook and eat what they were able to find. Like my grandparents used to make the frittata, you know, the omelette, with flowers and herbs that are found, you know, on the streets, on the countryside, and the garden. One is very typical, you know, with the sage. You know, just take some sage and you put it with some eggs, or you fry the sage and you eat that. That was one snack.
Well, I have a question
now, you know,
for
you. You love meat. You just throw something in your grill when you're angry, or you open your favorite chips, you know, and that's your snack. At the time, they didn't have food. There was nothing in the pantry. So they go and get and find something and make it.
Well, I have a question for you. In this new book,
sure.
is there a chapter called Making a Love to the Papa?
To the pasta. Yes, it is. That's fundamental. When you make the pasta, you know, real Italian style, al dente, even before becoming al dente, you cook the pasta in the water, okay? But only
right.
for 3/4 of the time. Then you take the pasta out, you quickly drain the water, and you toss the pasta into the sauce you're making, and the pasta to make love to the sauce. And when they make love, they got better. And then finally, you will see all the sauce around the pasta, and the pasta perfectly al dente, with amazing taste, and when you eat that, you will have in mind the person you love. And
well, you
I
know
can
scares
me in this moment, okay? I don't want to be in your mind, okay?
Hey, Benny, what scares me is I don't want Brian to get the wrong idea, because it just scares me to death to think about him making the love to his food. And it just, I don't, I'm not sure I want to go have dinner at his house.
Well, let me tell you this story. One of the most famous pasta we have in Italy, it's called Pasta Belladonna, beautiful woman. And they invented this pasta in southern Italy, okay, especially around Naples,
right.
the Campania coast. And when in the 60s, you know, like in Capri and Napoli, lots of Americans used to come, lots of tourists, so everybody was trying to, you know, flatter the women, say, oh, Belladonna, Belladonna. So in the 70s, this pasta was very good. Even if you were ugly as a fish, you were called Belladonna at the time. So they were making this beautiful pasta with the fresh cherry tomatoes, fresh zucchini, fresh garlic, extra virgin olive oil, and shrimp just fished in the morning. And that is the Belladonna pasta. And when you have to make that, believe me, you want to make a lot of that.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Do you make a lover to your food when you make it?
I make love to my food all the time. That's why my food looks beautiful, and that's why my food tastes good. Hey, but I wanna make a comment to our chef Benny. I totally agree with you. I am fortunate enough to have some very dear friends that are Roman, and I really did learn to embrace the true style of Roman cooking and, in general, Italian cooking, which is nothing like what we have here in the United States.
Well, it's not just the United States. It's a little bit all around. You know, sometimes you find the same in Italy because the big, you know, tourism demand, they ask for certain food they used to eat here or there, and they want to, you know, in Italy come eat Alfredo. And there's not such a thing Alfredo unless you go to Alfredo, the original restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
And the sauce at Alfredo, the famous fettuccine Alfredo, were not made with cream. You know, it was a secret technique to make a triple butter sauce with fresh butter, and then you toss a little water in there, and then pasta, and then butter again, and the Parmesan cheese, and maybe a little bit of pecorino. And the kind of fettuccine were made with different ingredients, just egg yolk and flour, not with a whole egg. So that is the point. You go somewhere, you ask a kind of dish that's completely different or was for a generation people ate, you know, across the ocean.
Well, you know, yeah. Hey Benny, when I grill on the Big Green Egg, I make a love it to the grill because it's always low and slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you can kiss a deer while you're doing that, right?
Just wine.
Hey, where can people find your book?
You know, cooking, whatever you do, has to be something to make you feel happy, comfortable, you know, enjoy yourself.
Right.
I see people that now, in certain, you know, condos, you know, that building new kind of condos, they don't have any kitchen inside there. And it's commercial. More room for yourself. You can have a big TV instead of a kitchen there because nobody wants to cook because they don't know how to cook or they think, you know, paying like some money just for some already delivered food, that's good food. That is not, you know. I came from a family that, you know, my grandma taught me how to cook and she passed her passion, you know, and really they didn't have nothing to cook when my dad was little, you know, and then they were telling me the story. And one time they told me for my dad's birthday, you know, right after the war, they didn't have no food over there. So they invented this soup. It's called the Stoned Soup. My grandpa took a few rocks out of the river and just boiled it with water and a pinch of salt. That was there to eat for dinner for my dad's birthday.
Wow.
Because there was completely no food.
Well, if people want to find your book, they can go to your website, which is, I'm interrupting you there, but they can go to your website, BennyTheChef.com, and is that where they find your book, or do they go to find it on Amazon and other places
too? Through my website, through a few other web channels, also through my Facebook page, Benny the Chef. You know, and there are some stores around there, some culinary institute, they use that, like Le Cordon Bleu in Paris, where I did a class a couple of years ago about the Roman cuisine, and they had my book there too. So that was a big highlight of my career and a great satisfaction. Because, you know, when I went to Culinary Institute in Italy, the Culinary Institute in Rome, they were teaching only French-Italian cuisine. And I hated that. I say, I came from Rome. From Roman cuisine, why do you want me to do French? So I went back to my grandma, and I made their style, you know, my style. And when I was in Paris, teaching to the Cordon Bleu Roman food, that was the best time of my life.
Hey, I have to tell you, too, Benny, when Laurie met you, how long ago was that, like 2 or 3 years ago, Laurie?
About 3 years ago,
probably.
In Vegas. It was wonderful.
You've always made a big impression on her. When you guys met in Vegas, she's always talking about Benny, how wonderful a guy you are, and and I want everybody to go out and get your book because what's the name of the book again, Benny? Because you say it better than I do.
The Art of Cooking, According to Me.
Check out his book because I'm sure it's filled with all kinds of great stuff and all about the Roman style of cooking. And you can find it on his website, which is BennyTheChef.com. And also you can find it at other locations throughout the Internet. And Benny, I want to thank you for taking time to be on our show today and keep us posted. You got any more books up your sleeve, by the way?
Well, I have a couple of projects, but they're not very short term. I'm working on a few things, especially now I'm enjoying my family. So I'm taking everything on lower key, but I still make a lot to the food. And believe me, if you get the book, you will do that too.
You're so cute.
All right. Well, you keep making the love to the food, and you're welcome to come back on Great Ideas Radio at any time, any place. Just let us know, and we appreciate you taking time to be on the show today.
Yeah. But I have a final request. This is come from my dad. I was on the phone with him this morning. He said, I have to teach you this. It's our big toast to say cheers in the family and friends. You have to repeat it with me, okay? And then I will tell you the translation.
Okay.
Are you ready? You have to say,
Allah
Fasha.
How do you say it?
Allah Fasha.
And what is that?
This is the short version. I will tell you in English. It means to the good health and the good luck of the people who love us and in the face of everybody against us.
And you said all
when
that.
When you're home, you have to toast because you just be happy of having that food.
Well, thank you very much, and keep us posted. You're always welcome back. And what was that word again? Say it again.
Ayahuasca.
All right, take care, Penny. We'll talk at you later.
All right, great. See you.
All right, bye. Check out his book, PennyTheChef.com. You can get more information about his book. By the way, too, folks, I'm going to make an announcement again. If you want to get that T-shirt, Great Ideas Radio T-shirt, call in 714-242-5272. If you know the answer to this trivia question, what was the burger that Brian talked about on last week's show? I give you more hints. It's four letters. It's slimy. Actually, the burger's not slimy, but the name
Can I give a hint,
slimy.
Too?
Sure.
Can I give a hint? Sounds like mug.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like mug.
Oh, God.
Oh, well. All right, guys. We're going to take a break. Our next guest. What, Brian?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, the name of Benny's book is perfect. And
it is.
Probably every chef, because every chef should have their own individuality, could write a book called The Art of Cooking According to Me.
According to me,
I mean,
true.
Even you, Brilliant. I mean, but, of course, you realize that the pages on your book would be empty, but
I knew he couldn't help himself.
You still should write
it. I knew
it
was coming. thank you, Brian. I appreciate your support. I'm going to take a break. Dixie Still is our next guest. I love this group, and they have been on our show before. They've got an album. I believe the album's called Rumors. I hope I got that right. And the song that I'm willing to play is called Rumor, and it's one of their new songs. And everybody hang tight. Dixie Still will be joining us in just a couple of seconds, so we'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, we're Dixie Steele.
And you're listening to our good friends right here on Brilliant Ideas. Chances.
And that was Dixie Steele, one of my favorite bands that's been on this show, and I think that was from their new album. The song is called Rumors, and I believe if everything's working right, we probably have somebody from the Dixie Steele calling in right now. Good morning or good afternoon now. Do we? Hello?
Do you?
Who is this?
Do you have someone?
I have somebody. Who is this?
This is your ex-sidekick and know-it-all.
Oh,
everything.
My ex-sidekick. You know what? Your number's 8, ex-sidekick. Your number's coming up different on my setup here. You're coming up as a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. So what, you try to disguise yourself?
No, actually, I didn't disguise myself, and it didn't tell me that I was unmuted.
Really? Well, you must have the secret code to get into the Batcave or something. What's going on?
What's
not
up, my brother?
Man. What's up, brother?
Hello, everybody.
Continue.
All right, but see, we never. Our timing was always off anyway. But this is Aaron, everybody. And he used to be my, as he calls himself, the ex sidekick, also known as. Hey, by the way, you still doing that crazy character? I was going to promote you here, but you're still doing him, right?
Yeah, actually, I am. We did Hank Bob did the Ice Bucket Challenge not long ago.
Yeah.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And then now we've got a whole new campaign putting together to try to get a Kickstarter going to actually get it live for the Sauces and Rubs to get those.
Are you
out
really?
On the,
good for
yeah,
you.
I've got everything up and going except for the video. Which I've got to finalize the video, and then it'll go live. So.
Hank Bob Barbecue. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you guys don't know Hank Bob. Go to Hank Bob on YouTube if you want to get a few laughs. It still cracks me up. Laurie and I were looking at those just a few weeks ago, and every time I watch the one about Silence of the Lamb Burger, that one just cracks me up.
Silence of the Lamb Burger is one of my favorites. That one and the Silence of the Lamb Burgers and the beer can chicken.
The beer can chicken. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
But yeah, I was actually just calling because Dixie Steele is still one of my favorite bands I've ever been on the show.
Yeah, Dixie Steele is great. By the way, they haven't called in yet. Either that or you blocked them somehow with your secret code to get through. But they
my
haven't
secret
called
code
in yet.
Calling in. I might have messed up the entire system because I know. Last week I was actually calling just to chat with you guys last week and figured I'd jump in and it would be awesome and I'd say hey and then jump out and leave you guys alone and not bother you anymore. And then I got hung up on 17 times and then you went away and it was just Brian and Laurie and I was like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to make it on the show today.
Yeah, and you know what happened is I texted him telling him you were trying to call in and he can't multitask on his phone. He dropped himself off.
He did.
Yeah, but I actually cut myself off the show.
He cut himself off.
Oh, yeah. But that, as Emily Ellen said,
he's like,
that
send
is
me
our,
a Facebook message. Don't text me. All
well,
right.
Like Emily Ellen said, it's real radio, and we are definitely real. We never know what's going to happen next. We don't know who's going to call in, who's on first, what's on second. So, hey, some things never
That's
change,
right
here.
It's real live radio. That's the whole point, is to make it live. So you have to be able to think on your feet and hang up on people whenever you want to.
And I'm going to hang up on you because I think you're screwing things up. Somehow, this is weird. Your number's coming up really weird. So I'm going to hang up on you and see if my guests can come through that I originally planned. If maybe they can't get through because my system is showing weird numbers. So
well,
goodbye.
Well,
thank
if you need to get
hello.
Back on me, call 111-111-1111.
All right, we'll do that later. All right, I don't know what's going on with the system here. It's actually showing weird numbers. I don't even know what to do here. That's not unusual, I know. But I'm going to play another one of Dixie Steele's songs and see if I can figure out what's going on here on the phone system. And somebody actually is trying to call in, but...
Bring them in.
It's not.
What the heck?
No, I can't. It won't let me. It's like the 111 number blocked everybody. I think he did
well,
a
you know, my phone
too,
dropped.
Too.
While we were listening to the music, my phone dropped, and I had to dial back in.
Really? Well, typical Blog Talk Radio. By the way, that's another reason why I'll mention it again, www.greenideasradio.com. When we get this thing up and rolling, I am not going to be using Blog Talk anymore because we have nothing but problems. It seems like every single week. So hopefully Green Ideas Radio will be coming soon, and we won't have to deal with this crap. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play another one of Dixie Steele's songs. I love this song, and everybody does love a Dark Horse, and that's the name of the song. It's called Dark Horse by Dixie Steele. And listen to the words. It's one of my favorite songs that they have, and we're going to go take a break. Hope I can get our guest on here. So anyway, hang tight. This is Dark Horse by Dixie Steele. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, Holly.
Hey, Brilliant, can you hear us?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Sorry, we've been having problems trying to get you through. There was a mess up on the phone system, as usual, in Brilliant Ideas Radio. But welcome back to the show. I love, love, love. You guys are one of my favorites, and your new music is fantastic. And I have a question for you. Are you guys filling up stadiums and music halls yet?
Man, it would be nice.
Well, you should be. You should be.
It would be nice, man. It just takes that, I guess it just takes that right place, right time kind of thing. Hopefully we're going to try to make some of that start happening. We're on our way to Nashville right now to do a showcase tonight. So
well, there you go.
We'll see, man.
Well, what have you guys been up to? I mean, your music is fantastic, and I see you're going to Nashville. So what kind of deal are you doing in Nashville?
Well, it's there's a promoter that's doing a thing. It's called Flipside Nashville. And apparently he brings groups, tries to bring new groups in quite often, and found our music and asked us if we'd like to come up and be part of his music venue. It's kind of a cafe-style deal.
Right.
Where we get to go up and we're going to be with two other groups. It's going to be a fun night, man. It really is. And being able to come to Nashville at the heart of country music, this is where it's at. Being able to have an invite to be up this way and to do something specifically, not just at a bar or not just at a tourist attraction on Broadway in Nashville, but an actual music venue, to have an invite like that is really cool, man. It's really something to do our own music, not to go do a bunch of cover music that somebody else started making money off of.
Well, that's really cool.
Really cool.
Congratulations, you guys! I've always loved your music, and they're out of North Carolina. What is it, New Bern? Is that where you guys are?
Yeah, we're from a little town called Bessemer City, North Carolina.
Okay.
It's right outside of Charlotte.
Okay, and they got some great music, and you've got this album out. It's called Rumors, right?
Yes, the album is called Rumor, and it actually. You were the first person to play this stuff on the radio. We had just got our stuff back, probably.
Really?
We were just sitting here talking about it. It was really cool to do your show again.
This is really cool.
Because we had just got the mixes back, and we were so excited to get to send them to some place to play them and everything. But we actually officially released that album probably the end of May this past year, which was our official release date on that. So yeah, a lot of places are just now hearing that for the first time, a lot of that music.
That is really cool. Now, I'm going to play another one of your songs right now. It's called Lighthouse. What is that song about?
Yeah, Lighthouse is really cool. Me personally, Brilliant, for me, that's my favorite song on the record. I love harmonies. I love vocal blend. I love all kinds of music, and I love everything about anything that we do. But I've got that rocker side in me, and to me, that just brings it out a little bit. No matter what you're going through in life, like we said, our music is always very relatable, and no matter what you tend to go through, there's always somebody somewhere or something that tends to be that lighthouse for you, and that's kind of what that song talks about.
Well, I love it. I'm going to play it right now. You guys hang tight, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you've got planned for the future. This is Dixie Still, the new song, Lighthouse. Be right back.
Say I'm just a never was. I'm a little bit of both now and then. I've never really had to fight for much, but something happened when your eyes met mine. I became a different man. I heard a whisper screaming deep inside, you better ask that girl to dance. So when the lights went down, the band cranked up, stepped out on that floor. It started out with one slow dance. Now I've got something worth fighting for. Never been the kind of turnaround.
shots fired, I won't hit the ground. When your back's against the wall, you know exactly where I'll be. I'll be standing tall against the waves, just like a lighthouse in a hurricane. I'd have everything to lose and nothing left to gain if I had you. I drink my liquor from the bottom shelf, I'll smoke it if it burns. I know I'm gonna have the devil to pay when it comes my turn. But I would never do you wrong, I've got everything to prove. I've never wanted someone so strong until I saw you. So when the lights come up and the band tears down, I'll be the one to take you home. And when the cold winds blow, never gonna be alone. I've never been the kind of turnaround, shot fired, I won't hit the ground. When you're back against the wall, you know exactly where I'll be. I'll be standing tall against the waves, just like a lighthouse in a hurricane. I'd have everything to lose and nothing left to gain if I had you. I've never been the kind of turnaround. Shots fired, I won't hit the ground. When you're back against the wall, you know exactly where I'll be. I'll be standing tall against the waves, just like a lighthouse in a hurricane. I have everything to lose and nothing left. If I had you, if I had
you. And that was Dixie Still, their new song, Lighthouse. What a great song, guys. I really like all the new music.
I love it.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
So you're on your way to Nashville for this big deal, and I just have a feeling you guys are going to hit it big. If you don't, mm-hmm. then there's folks in Nashville don't know what they're doing. That's my opinion.
Well, you're awesome, man. We love you.
No, we love you too, and I wish you the best. Yeah, we really wish you the best, and I think you're on the right track, and hope it all works out for you. And if people want to find out more about you and your music, they can go to your website. We've got it here on the Green Ideas link. All you got to do is just click and go, and it's really easy to find these guys there. It's dixie-still.com, www.dixie-still.com. And so what do you guys, are you heading to Maryland anytime soon?
Did you say Maryland?
Yeah, come see us.
Heck yeah, man, hook us up.
I think we actually need to get you and Jimmy Charles. Jimmy Charles was on our show earlier.
Yeah, get
you guys together. I just can see one heck of a concert, get something lined up. So at the talk, we're going to see Jimmy tomorrow over near the Baltimore area. We need to see about hooking you guys up together. I'll do the grilling. I'll make some chicken thighs and some.
Hey,
you
man,
guys can
we're
do your
there.
Thing.
Yeah. Real, dude, we're there.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and letting us play your new music. It's exciting, and I wish you the best. And come back and see us anytime. You're always welcome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate
All right.
it. We look forward to seeing you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you. Take care. All right, everybody, check out Dixie Still. It's dixie-still.com. You can find out about their music. I just love their music. What about you?
You know, I mean, we met them. We just have the nicest people on your show. We really, yep. you know what? we're blessed that way, I'll tell you. So much
it just
talent.
Amazes me. Yeah, so much talent out there, and some folks, it's just all about, you know, always, I said this many, many, many times, but it ain't what you know, it ain't who you know, it's who knows you. So hopefully they got somebody that knows them that can get them to the right place, because their music is, I mean, they should be, you know, top 10,
yep.
you know, the top singers out there, and I think they're going to one day. So anyway, we appreciate them joining us this morning. Brian, nobody's calling
I'm
in
here.
For your contest. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to give them one last chance. We have 7 minutes, folks. 714-242-5272. And if you want to get yourself a Gray and Ideas Radio T-shirt, I guess nobody wants the T-shirts. Or nobody's
Hey, Aaron called in. He probably didn't think to say it.
Oh, that's true. Aaron, if you're still
hey,
listening.
Hey, have him text. You know what, if he texts Brian and he knows the answer?
Well,
yeah,
maybe he had the answer, but Brilliant wanted to get him off the air.
He had
he
the answer?
Maybe he had it.
Maybe
so. All right, I'm going to ask the question one more time. What was the burger that Brian talked about last week? We've given all kinds of clues, and I'll give you another clue. It's something like a snail. And
wait,
Laurie,
no more clues. No more clues. How about if we just get someone to call in and we'll give them the damn t-shirt?
There you go. Hey, if you call in and just say hello, that we know somebody's listening to
there
this
you
show,
go.
I'll give you a free t-shirt. There you go. Now you got
hey, Mr. Bell listening. He gets one.
It's always scary because when you're on these things, you never know if there's anybody out there really listening. But then you go back and look at the numbers and you say, oh, there was quite a few people listening, but I guess everybody's afraid to call in. It's, you know, I won't bite you. 714-242-5272.
Yep.
If you want a free T-shirt, all you got to do is say hello. And you got, about 6 minutes before we go off the air. So, come on,
hey,
free T-shirt.
Remember? Yeah. Remember when you played the What's in the Cupboard game?
Yeah.
And then people stopped playing, and I used to do it every week, and you know, and of course, by that point I was part of the show and everything. And you know, you would always say, you're disqualified, you don't count, you don't get the prize. And I remember one time nobody wanted to play, and you wound up having to send me the you know, the barbecue sauce.
I don't know. It's
so
serious,
hey, people, if you want a T-shirt, don't make them give it to me. You know, just call us. I mean, I don't know what's so hard about that.
I know that one person is listening. It's Sunblessed. Hey, Sunblessed, if you're out there and you want to hey, speaking of Sunblessed,
yeah.
we
really need to get her.
Yes.
Do what? Yeah, really. We got to talk about her new cafe. I guess it's a cafe coffee house called Sunblessed Cafe.
Exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. She announced it yesterday on Facebook, and she's going to be serving Laurie's favorite coffee. And, yeah, the logo does look cool. Check out Sunblessed Orchards on Facebook and go check out her new cafe. And I guess it's somewhere near where she lives, and I should know this, but I forgot what the town is called. But anyway, if you go to her Facebook page, she's
from Modesto.
Well, that's where she's near. But I don't think she's near Stockton. But I need to go look. Hey, Brian, you busy?
Yeah. What? What do you mean?
No, I'll go. I'll
you need
go
to
look,
do some research.
Yeah,
Brian will do it.
You
don't want to do something and then cut everybody off. So maybe Brian will do it real quick.
Oh, she's writing me now. Wait a minute. She's writing me a private message here. Let me see what she's saying, if I can get Facebook to work. She's probably
why
yelling at me right now.
Why can't we get her to call in?
She's scared just like everybody
she's
else.
She's one of those. She's one of those.
Yeah, but, you know, but look, if she broke the ice, maybe other people would.
That's true.
That's true.
She says, you guys, here's what she just said. You guys, LOL. She gave me a big heart. Coffee drinks are the big seller. It's in the Central Valley. Now she's typing me again. See, she's afraid to call in. Everybody's afraid to call in. Let me see. Anyone calling in? Nope. Well, you got 3 minutes. Three freaking minutes if you want a free T-shirt. Let's do what Sunblessed has to say.
Unless I'm blocked, it says ask about Sunblessed's hometown, so I can't find it.
Did she block you?
No, but I said unless I'm blocked, she's her Facebook page, I guess, has all the, you know, ask about, you know, your work, ask about your school, ask about this, ask about that. So she just chooses not to. I mean, just like you and I block people from posting on our walls, that, you know. So it's her privilege and prerogative to do so, and that's, you know, that's fine. I can respect that.
Well, I had to block my page because there were some crazies out there that I was afraid was going to.
Yeah, but you're public.
I got it. Sun Blessed Cafe, and it's in Newman, California. Sun Blessed Cafe.
Oh, yeah,
Coffee
I got
Bar.
The same thing just now. Okay.
1403 Main Street, Newman, California, Sun Blessed Cafe, and she's got a cool-looking logo. They're going
I
to be selling,
it.
I think more than coffee, too. They're going to be selling all kinds of, like, sandwiches and that type thing. So there, I got that in just in the nick of time. All right, so nobody's calling in. It looks like, let me try one more time, check the phones. Nope. Brian, what was the name of the burger?
It was called, drumroll please, the Slug Burger.
The Slug Burger. Well, nobody won. No one cares. So, Brian, I was going to send you a T-shirt anyway, but this is a good reason to do it now. I'm going to send you a T-shirt. It's the new Drillion Ideas Radio T-shirt. It's a pretty cool T-shirt, too. It's got long sleeves
really nice.
And
mm-hmm.
got our new logo. So, anyway, Brian, I'll be sending that to you. And sorry nobody else wanted to play. So, on that dismal note, Brian, you got anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
Just that, you know, I'm supposed to be the wine czar, and we've gotten away from wine, except for me whining. That maybe next week we'll talk about wine. You know, it's harvest time, and it's the most, you know, except for people like you who think that the most important time in the production of wine is the consumption of it. harvest is probably one of the most important times in the production of wine.
True.
And it's harvest time, so maybe we'll talk a little bit about harvest next week.
All right,
that sounds
good.
Great.
And Laurie,
yep.
Anything you want to add before I say goodbye?
Going now and making your pound cake.
All right, great. Everybody, check again next week. I'm going to close out with Dixie Still. The song is called Even Now. Everyone have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
I was wrong, but you remain. Yeah, I got mad 'cause you said those things. I called your bluff. Walk down. So I guess we're even now.
Well, I told you, and you told Joe, and I won't name names. But I heard you told someone where I could go. So I went out and met someone, and we had a little fun out on the town. So I guess we're I just don't.
can do this anymore.